This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The musical stylings of the Rock Bottom Remainders. Best-selling authors by day, rock stars by night, at least once a year. Among the remainders are such literary lights as Stephen King, Amy Tan, Matt Groening, James McBride, Mitch Albom, not to mention three more remainders who are here with me in the studio, Dave Barry, Scott Turow, and Roy Blunt Jr. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good to be here.
We've got you in the middle of a little mini East Coast tour, your Woodstock tour. You're raising money for good causes, but you've also come by here to play and
chat.
How is
that little mini?
Little mini, yeah. Just a little tiny tour.
Unless it's major.
We're already very tired, and we haven't done a show yet.
And it's a world tour as far as
we're
concerned.
Yeah, we're thinking of just, you know, ending it and call it a huge success without ever actually getting on a stage with instruments.
That solves all kinds of problems, doesn't it?
There's been a lot of interest in it, you know.
I stayed almost up to midnight last night. It's just
in true rock star mode.
Yeah, right.
And then we had to go back and trash the hotel room. You know?
Yeah.
That's no fun.
It takes a lot of energy, you know. You just have to do it.
I actually pay the maid to come and do it for me, and then she cleans up. So it's like...
just to keep up the reputation. Were there groupies banging on your door?
No.
We don't get...
They were banging on the inside door. Yeah, I was like...
We don't get your standard groupies. We do occasionally get underwear thrown on the stage, but it's really huge underwear.
When you get a pair of panties that lands on your head and you take it off and it says "You wish,"
then you know you're in the Rock Bottom Remainders.
No, it says maximum occupancy 30 people.
Dave Barry, lead guitarist in the band.
Well, let's correct that.
Okay.
Only if I'm the only guitarist.
I see.
Am I the lead? As soon as another guitarist arrives, I move down one level. So on this tour, we have Greg Iles with us, who really is.
All right. So you're lead guitarist by default.
I'm like the second lead guitar player this time.
So Dave Barry on guitar. Roy Blunt, what do you play?
I'm even less musical than anybody else in the band. I introduce the band. Sometimes I play. I used to have this thing that I did with my tie, but forgot to bring a tie this year.
And tambourine, anything.
I come in on Wild Thing. You know, you move me. That's my solo.
It is. But we had a...
Now, he's going to tell you I don't do it right.
No, he doesn't. We had, you know, all you have to do is go, you move me. But you do have to sort of do that in rhythm of the song.
Oh, it helps.
And Roy was so nervous at the beginning. Remember, it was this big moment on stage.
Yeah,
Roy would usually stand there thinking, you move me. So as soon as there was an opening, he'd go, you move me. We go, Roy, too soon. So then you could see Roy kind of waiting. And we would wait like 5 minutes and finally he'd realize it was his time had passed. He'd go, you move me. And so one night it was always too early or too late. And so one night we put together a pool, and people were betting whether Roy would be over or under that night, early or late on You Move Me. And there were literally like $150 on
Riding
the line
on
here.
This. Okay.
And that was the first night Roy ever did it exactly
it.
Right.
Nailed it. Nailed
and,
it.
And the whole band, the audience didn't quite know why, but the whole band stopped playing. And Roy's looking around, what?
Sometimes I do it in the wrong song.
Just keep him guessing.
Sometimes he says it to the TSA personnel.
Say it every now and then, you're bound to get it right.
But it was all to my good fortune because, you know, eventually they said, well, somebody can maybe come in on You Move Me at the right moment. And that's how I got into the band.
Scott Turow, now you have gone from, a celebrated literary career, presumed innocent, everything else. You're an illustrious lawyer in Chicago. Now you're prancing around on stage in a clown wig, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. But one of many wigs. So,
okay. That's just one of them.
What I bring to the band is shamelessness.
You think you're the only one?
Well, I take them to new levels, new levels of shame.
What's your specialty, what do you think?
I sing, supposedly. Mm. So I ruin a number of songs, but by then they bring me on late, and by then the audience sort of has gotten the point that this may not be perfection up there.
We think of Scott as kind of the pit bull of music. We can just aim him any direction we want, and they sick him, and he'll go and do it.
Oh, that's right. I'll tear apart any songs.
There's no danger.
That's it.
Here.
There's no bottom threshold on musical ability. They're all Beethoven compared to me. So,
how do you feel about that, Scott?
I feel completely fine about it. I love these people, and, you know, we all have a lot of fun.
But you do have Roger McGuinn, of yes. the Byrds sitting in with you on this tour. You guys are really slumming it now, if you let him in.
Can I tell you a true Roger McGuinn anecdote?
Please.
The other night, we were Amy Tan brought a karaoke machine on this tour. Ooh. She's a gadget person. Yeah. And it's a little miniature karaoke. You can hook it up to a TV, and we hooked it up to the TV in the hotel. And we're all passing around the microphone and doing songs. We gave Roger the microphone to sing Turn, Turn, Turn by the Byrds. Now, it happens that Roger sang Turn, Turn, Turn in the original Byrds recording, so you would think he'd be good at it. And it rates you, you know, from 0 to 100, and he only got a 96 on his own song.
94. No,
was it a 94? But we told him that, if, you know, he better get that up or he's never going to be realize his dream of being a professional.
I'm sure he was scared about that. The name of the group, The Rock Bottom Remainders, is, of course, a reference to, you know, the graveyard of books that have no life.
Right.
Which none of you have ever been, actually, remainder.
Oh, yes. I wouldn't say
that. I would say everybody in the band, including Stephen King, has had
it. You think?
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, you find them. Just you go to one of the major bookstore chains, and those books that are sitting out on the table that you're now being offered for $2.99 are remainders. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's really exciting to see your book on that table. I was signing books in Nashville, Tennessee a while back, and the guy came up through the line, and he had this old ratty-looking copy of my 1974 book, and he said, "I got this for 10 cents." I said, "Oh, great, happy for you." He said, signing it and everything, and he said, "You notice it doesn't have a cover. Would you have an extra cover back home you can send me? I'll give you my address here."
Well, it had to be the name of the band then, don't you think?
Yeah.
Now, Roy came up with that name, I believe.
The Remainders? Yeah. I don't think so.
Roy also came up with our definition of our description of our genre of music.
Which is?
Hard listening music.
Do you have a signature song, Dave?
You mean me personally?
No, I
wrote a song that we do called Proofreading Woman. I think it's probably the only love song ever written to a proofreading woman. That's what it's about.
Scott Turow?
Well, you know, I have a vast repertoire.
I'm sure.
But this tour we're adding I Fought the Law and the Law Won.
Perfect song for you to sing.
Absolutely.
Yep. You must bring a little extra something to it.
Dave said to me, "Trust me, this will be funny." And when Dave Barry tells you, "Trust me, this will be funny," you know, you better trust him.
Roy, do you have a favorite Rock Bottom Remainder song in the repertoire?
You move me. Did I come in right? I wasn't listening. What were y'all? I guess since that's my solo song, that's my favorite.
Wow, man.
Dave Barry, Roy Blunt Jr., and Scott Turow. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Those three members of the writers-turned-rock-band entourage, the Rock Bottom Remainders. They play here in Washington tonight, then head to Philadelphia, New York, and Boston, raising money for Haitian earthquake relief and other causes.
I forgot my part.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.